Welcome to the Morning by Morning podcast, where we discuss faith, relationships, and life advice. Grab a cup of coffee or your favorite cozy drink and start the day with us.
Good morning, everybody, and welcome back to another episode of the podcast, and I hope you're having a great week so far. If you're listening right when this comes out, happy Tuesday. Today, actually, was not planning on recording anything specific. I had a couple of guest episodes that I'm working on planning and stuff like that, and so today it's just going to be by myself, but I wasn't sure what I wanted to talk about at first, and I was on a walk and I prayed about it, and I just prayed that, you know, whatever I'm supposed to talk about would come to me, and, you know, even if it's something just lighthearted. And so what we're going to talk about, what just came to me in the next literally like 2 minutes after that, was to talk about ways to de-stress, specifically 15 ways to de-stress, to relax, to calm your mind when you are struggling with that, when you're feeling anxious. And I just feel like this is something that's applicable to most people, at least at some point. Hopefully not all the time. Hopefully you don't always feel stressed and anxious, but I just thought that would be something that would be helpful. So I'm going to talk about 15 things that really help me. And so if you hate some of them, obviously just ignore. Don't worry about it. Don't do it. But maybe I'll say something that just gives you an idea for what you need that day. And honestly, I'm just going to say now, none of this is like mind-blowing, groundbreaking news. Like, you're going to hear them and be like, well, yeah, people do that when they need to calm down. But I just wanted to talk about it because, again, this is something that I've learned about myself, like certain things that really help me. And so maybe you'll hear something that doesn't super appeal to you or that you haven't tried before, but that you're willing to try. So just think about that. And if you want to share any of them with me, of course, I always remind you at the end, but I would love to hear your tips on that as well. So first of all is gratitude. And when I'm recording this, actually at this point, I guess it's been a few days ago, but it's been about a week since I went on a little trip with my family and my husband, and we did a little road trip and we got to do a lot of fun things together, a lot of time outdoors, which I love. We will chat about that in just a moment. But we got to ride bikes. We did horseback riding. We had some time swimming and getting to ride on a boat and all of that. And it was just a really good time. That's all stuff I really love. And I just love quality time with my family and my husband. And it was just really good. And shout out to my mom, if you're listening to this, mom, because she planned the activities and stuff like that and just did a really good job. And I think everybody had a very nice time. So that's my gratitude. And also, second gratitude is that I'm really excited to see some friends this weekend. Actually, by the time you guys hear this, it'll already be over, but one of my friends is getting married, and so I get to have a little reunion with some friends from college, and I'm very excited about that. So anyways, that's what I'm grateful for. As always, I would love to hear what you're grateful for. If you want to comment on Instagram, send me a DM. Sometimes I post gratitude boxes in my story. I actually haven't done that for a little bit, so maybe I'll try to put one of those up, but I always like seeing what other people are grateful for as well. I also just want to apologize real quick if you guys can hear my air conditioning. I'm recording in a different spot than normal, and I don't think you should be able to hear it. But anyway, sorry if there's a weird noise. Hopefully it's not too bad. Let's get into these 15 ways to de-stress. And I would say first, you obviously just have to recognize when you are feeling overwhelmed and stressed and anxious, and sometimes it feels like you can't pause and, you know, do one of these coping things or one of these ways to kind of escape the situation. Like, sometimes you probably do have to just straight up deal with whatever is stressing you out, and maybe you can't set it aside. And I understand that. I've definitely had those times as well. But when you are able to, I think it is so helpful if you set aside time to do some of these things that just, for me personally, I feel like make me feel more centered again, make me feel like, you know, it's not the end of the world if everything doesn't go perfectly, and just make me feel like myself again, kind of give me some margin and more capacity for deeper thoughts, for better perspective, all of that stuff. So anyways, I'll kind of elaborate on some of them more than others. Some of them are probably going to be like a sentence because they're pretty self-explanatory, but I'm just excited to share because I think that we all could use a little bit more calm and a little more stillness and a little more positivity in our day-to-day lives. So here we go. First of all, number one, my favorite, maybe not favorite, one of my ways I love to de-stress is to walk, just go on a walk, no agenda, just go, or at least move and get some sort of exercise in some way. So I've said on here before, like we like to do pickleball sometimes. I will sometimes do yoga videos. I kind of was going to the gym back when it was colder. Right now I'm just paying for no reason because I cannot bear to go work out indoors when it's nice out. So I'm just kind of giving away money at this point. But anyways, if I feel stressed, if I feel like I need to kind of get out of my own head, get away from whatever the work is or whatever the thing is that's bothering me, or if I've been trying to make a decision, or if I've been looking at screens too long or whatever, I need to get away, I will go for a walk. And ideally, that would be a walk in the quiet, in not just putting earbuds in and listening to music, listening to a podcast, or calling someone and drowning out my thoughts. Like, I know I just said get away from my thoughts, but I'm saying it depends on what I am stressed about. Like, if I feel that, you know, there's things that are weighing me down or I'm like thinking too much, then sure, maybe I want to like distract myself with something. But if I just need to step away from a situation and get out, then I like to walk in the quiet so that I can, you know, have space in my mind to process things, have space to pray. And actually, I have an episode all about this with my friend Rachel, and it's episode 49. If you want to go back, if you didn't hear that one, it's called Stop Listening to This Podcast. And she just taught me a lot. And I think it's stuff that we all do know. Like, we know that we shouldn't constantly be on screens, constantly be distracted by things. But it's just become such a part of our daily life and our world. And there's just so much noise all the time. So if you can get away and walk or move or exercise, and even better, bonus points if you can do it without adding noise, because I think that just does calm you down and you can be more aware of what's around you and all of that. So that's my favorite. Get outside, get walking. Honestly, if I had a treadmill, I'd probably do that sometimes too. But especially being outside, I feel like is just even better, especially if, you know, it's nice out, you get some fresh air, there's a nice sunset maybe. It's just exactly what I want whenever I'm stressed. Number two is to read a book. Read a nice book before bed or at the pool, at the beach, in the park, sitting on a bench, whenever, wherever. Take some time to read a little bit instead of looking at our screens. I feel like reading is not overwhelming entertainment. Like, I feel like sometimes if I just want to scroll on Instagram, I always am like, oh, this will be fun, this will whatever. Or sometimes you just do it instinctually. You just open up Instagram or whatever your social media of choice is. And sometimes that is just nice. And I'm like, oh, cool, I saw what these few people were doing, I can get back off of here. And I'm pretty selective about who I follow. And I don't feel like I follow a ton of people to where I'm on there forever, but I do other times think, wow, like the few minutes I spent on here have just made my brain more overwhelmed. And that just doesn't happen to me when I'm reading a book. And so I do want to specify that right now in life, I'm not really into like self-help books or really like educational topics and like trying to learn something so new. I more am enjoying fiction, or I guess it's not really self-help. I said in the last couple episodes, I think, that I am reading Taking Charge of Your Fertility, and I am maybe like 50 or so pages into that one. I'm really enjoying it, actually. That one, I guess, is kind of educational. It's not really self-help, but it's like learning about your own body and your cycle and all of that stuff as a woman. So anyways, I guess I am educating myself, but it doesn't feel like a heavy read or a heavy topic. I would not feel relaxed if I were reading something that was like really deep, not something that will stress you out more, but I've said this before, I think, on here, but I do notice definitely that I sleep better if I read before bed as opposed to being on my phone or watching TV. So even if you're not a big reader, like I've heard people say like, oh, I don't love reading, or I can never get through a whole book. Like if you just decide to even read a couple pages before bed, even if you're not enjoying it, it's probably going to make your mind or take your mind off of whatever you were worried about and still help you sleep better. It might put you right to sleep, and that's not all bad either. Number three is to make your space. Whether, you know, if you live with your parents, make your room. If you have your own space, make your apartment, make your home somewhere that you want to be. Make it somewhere that's inviting and calming. So for me, at least, that means I need to clean and declutter. And maybe that makes you feel more stressed to think about more things on your to-do list. But for me, if I just take a few minutes to tidy up my space, that I'm not like looking at clutter or the dishes that need to be done or whatever, I feel more relaxed. I feel like I can sit down and read. I can sit down and watch a TV show. I can sit down and eat without sitting there looking at what needs to be done. But then if you want to take it a step further, light a candle. Or if you have a diffuser, you can set your diffuser. You can put in an oil that you like. If it's nice out, I love to like open a window and let in some fresh air. A little breeze just makes the space feel so fresh and clean and nice. This is another thing. I don't remember if I've mentioned this before on here, but two things as far as lighting goes, because I think our lighting can have a big effect on our mood as well. First of all, we don't get a ton of natural light where we live right now, so that's unfortunate. But for the evening time, at least, when you're trying to unwind, we've gotten two things that I really am enjoying and I think set a very calming mood, I guess. The first one is a salt rock lamp. And I know, again, that's not like groundbreaking. A lot of people have those. We've heard all about them, but I'm just saying, I have one. It was worth it. It was not that expensive at all, but I'm just saying it's worth like what people say about it. It's not one of those things like not worth the hype. I'm like, no, I really do like this. It's like a nice calming glow. It's not like shining in your face. Honestly, we fell asleep with ours on in our bedroom the other night, and I didn't even notice it was still on until like I woke up in the morning and I was like, oh, that light wasn't even bothering me. And then the other one is that I replaced the bulbs that we had in some of our lamps with a warmer bulb instead of like the bright light that was like, I think it's like cool white or something. And this is more of like an amber or a yellow. If I can find the bulbs I got, I'll link them because I got them on Amazon and I don't remember how much they were, but I know I got four of them for probably under $20. And for me, that was very worth it because, like I said, especially if you want to read before bed, like you don't want these super bright lights shining in your eyes when you're trying to get tired, but you also need like enough light to read by. And so I really like those. So think about if your lighting is like a calming atmosphere, or if it makes you feel stressed or too alert when you're trying to wind down or anything like that. Number four, this sounds kind of weird, I guess, but I've put look at or listen to nature. And this, I guess, depends on the person, but I think it's somewhat universal that you can find something in nature that just makes you feel more at peace, whether you look at the clouds, watch a sunrise or a sunset, look at the stars, walk through, you know, a park or the woods on a trail and listen to the birds and watch the wildlife, anything like that. A waterfall, we got to see some waterfalls this past weekend, and that was just so beautiful and something that I think makes me feel more present, more human. That sounds really dramatic, but like when you get away from all of the like materialistic parts of our culture and again, the screens. I know I just talk about the screens all the time, but it's just so real. Like it's so busy for our eyes and there's just constant noise. And so just getting into nature and just finding like a point to fixate on, like, wow, this is really beautiful, whatever it is for you. I just find that so relaxing and calming. And I am most definitely not thinking about all my stresses and worries in those moments. Number five, I know a lot of people are not a fan of this, but I most certainly am. And it is to take a bath. I love bath salts, bath bombs, oils, candles. I also like to read a book in the bath, but even if you don't read, just like setting aside 20 minutes or so, however long it takes for the water to get cold, maybe 30 minutes. I don't even know how long you're supposed to sit in hot water, probably not that long, but I just think it's so relaxing. Every once in a while, still in the summer, I most definitely take a bunch of baths in the wintertime, because do you ever just like walk around in the winter and you're like, wow, I never am going to be warm again? Because when that happens to me, I just sit there and daydream about taking a bath until I get one. But every once in a while in the summertime too, as long as I haven't been like so hot that day, if I've been indoors a lot, I can still really enjoy a good bath. And yeah, I think that's a great way to, again, just kind of break up your normal routine and do something that just makes you be present. And you can't work while you're in a bathtub. You probably can't safely be on your screen. So it's just a good way to kind of step outside of that. Number six is to pray. And honestly, this probably should have been number one, but it's fine. We're not worried about the order of these. I put pray just as you are, with no agenda, not out of duty, not like, oh, I should pray, but like just to be with God. He says to be still and know that He is God. And I was just talking to someone about this earlier today, about just being honest with God. Bring Him whatever it is, like wherever you're at. Don't be like, oh, I have to like use this nice flowery language to talk to God, and I have to only say the perfect things or what He wants to hear. It's like, no, He already knows your heart. So like, let those burdens go and bring them to Him. And even if like, if you're mad at God, then take that to Him. If you have big questions or you're doubting, take that to Him. Like, there's no reason to feel like you have to act a certain way, especially like in your own mind and in your own heart, for Him to hear you, for Him to answer your prayers or to love you. Because, you know, if you are His child and you are putting your faith in Jesus, then that's what He sees, is that Jesus is enough, not that we have to be enough. So just come before Him knowing that you're already whole and you're already loved and you already are what He needs you to be to come to Him. So that's just really refreshing to me as well, is just knowing I can bring whatever to God and that He knows and He understands and He's got it under control, even if I don't see how. I sometimes like to write out my prayers, but a lot of times it's just kind of in my head as I'm going about my day. But whatever situation you need to get into to be able to pray and just feel like you are in God's presence. Some people have like prayer closets, or some people like to actually go to like a chapel or something if there's something really heavy on their hearts, or maybe get out in nature again or something like that. But honestly, even if it's just like sitting at your desk at work, or going grocery shopping or whatever, bringing those concerns to God so that you don't feel so weighed down by them and like you're carrying it on your own, because we just were not designed to carry everything on our own. Number seven is, if possible, to have some sort of small getaway. And I know that that could end up being kind of pricey. And honestly, travel can be stressful. So you have to know yourself and know what kind of trip would be something that would help you de-stress and feel more calm. For some people, that might be camping. If you can afford to just go to like a hotel for a weekend, or even if it's in your town, like that doesn't have to be crazy expensive. Or you could go in with some friends and get an Airbnb for a night or two. Or honestly, even just going to stay with a friend or a family member that you don't get to see all the time, like some sort of little getaway to get out of your routine. I'm going to contradict myself in a minute and talk about routines, but I think every once in a while breaking up what you normally do is nice. And then honestly, even if you're enjoying the trip, then sometimes you reappreciate your home and like, you know, your normal life too. So that's just a win-win. But if you can do some sort of getaway by yourself, if that's what makes you feel kind of recharged, or with friends, or if you're married, your spouse or family or whatever, just finding a way to kind of get away from whatever it is that's stressing you out. Not forever. I'm not saying like run from your problems, but a little vacation or staycation is just nice sometimes. Number eight is to do some sort of activity that makes you slow down. So for me, I mentioned this earlier, I really like yoga because when you're doing yoga, if you're doing it correctly, you cannot multitask and work on other things or honestly even think about much else because they really have you focused on like your breathing and your movements and you have to kind of sync them up. And I'm not going to pretend to be an expert on how all of that works, but I have noticed it does definitely calm me down when I'm stressed if I do yoga, or even if you can just stretch for a little bit if you don't have time for a whole like yoga practice or like a whole, I do videos. So even if you don't have time for a video, doing some stretches, or if you can't do that either, just some breathing exercises, some deep breaths. Take a moment, even if you feel like you're hurried to do something, like just take a moment. Take a few deep breaths, calm yourself beforehand. But definitely if I have time for like a whole yoga flow for like 30 minutes, that's where it's at. Number 9, this one's kind of fun and random, but I thought of coloring. I have a few of those adult coloring books and that is very calming to me because it's like creative, but not so creative that you have to like be concentrated. Like you literally are just filling in shapes with color. And it's very satisfying. And if you don't have one and you don't want to buy a coloring book, you can literally print free adult coloring pages online. If you don't know what I'm talking about, I do not mean adult as in inappropriate. They probably have those too, but they're literally just called adult coloring books. And it's like these more intricate shapes and pictures than you did as a kid. So I really like those. I haven't done one of those for a while, like probably honestly since like Christmas break last year. So anyways, it's been a while, but I've kind of been wanting to do that again. And it's nice, honestly, like if you do want to have something on in the background, like maybe that makes it not relaxing to you. And I talked about getting away from the noise, but like whatever floats your boat, you know, like if you want to listen to music and color, if you want to like color a while, okay, let me just make a little confession right now. So my husband really likes sports and I like some sports. I don't mind other sports. I am not as dedicated to watch them and to pay attention and to be a fan, you know, as he is. And so for me, what would be relaxing is sitting on the couch while my husband is watching some sort of game or whatever, and I could color. And then I feel like we're still, you know, kind of spending time together and we're near each other, but I'm doing my calming activity. Or like kind of like pay attention to the highlights of his game, you know, just a little hint. Or if there's something else that you, whoever you live with really likes and you don't, maybe you can do a little drawing on the side or just something creative like that, or do like free writing where you don't have to like pay attention to your grammar or like if it makes sense or if anyone cares, but just writing and doing, just letting all your thoughts out on paper can be just very freeing. I find that if I write things down, I don't feel like I have to hold them in my mind. And so that helps me kind of clear out thoughts that have been just kind of spinning in there. Okay. And then number 10 is to appreciate your life thus far and appreciate your body. I know that there's like all the stuff out there about how to love your body and how to, you know, have good body image, or I don't even need to get into that. You all know it's all out there. It's very common to talk about, but I just mean like appreciating what God has given you. And, you know, I don't know your life. I don't know what you've been through. I don't know if, you know, you've had a lot of traumatic experiences or, you know, sometimes I hear people talk about like, I'm just thankful for my body and that I have the ability to exercise and move and walk, because not everybody does. So I don't know, maybe you don't have those abilities, but just finding the thing that you can appreciate about your life and what you've been given, like your mind that you've used to dream and to learn, and your body that has carried you to the point you're in today. Like you may have been through a lot and maybe you haven't, but just being grateful for the good that God has given you in those areas, I think is just kind of like a positive thing to focus on and kind of meditate on, as opposed to whatever you're stressed about. Number 11 is to write down your gratitude. And I guess you don't even have to write it down. You could literally just think of five things you're grateful for at the end of the day, or you can just tell someone something you're grateful for. I personally like to write mine, and I've talked about this before, but basically my current habit that I'm in, and I don't love it that I do it this way because I create more work for myself, but I like to keep a list in my phone each week of things I'm grateful for. And I just write like Monday, and then next Monday, I'll just jot down a few things. And sometimes they're so small, like having time to go on a walk, having time to read, getting to have dinner with my husband, like just things that are like very commonplace. And people would be like, that's not special or, you know, something to get excited about. But if it's something I enjoyed and I had the ability to do it that day, then I'll usually put it on my list. Of course, if like something special or out of the ordinary happens, I'll put that on there as well. But I just like to keep a list of things I'm grateful for. If like I cooked a new meal and it turned out really good, or we're having really good weather, or I got to meet up with someone that I don't get to see all the time, I'll put those on my list. And then usually like once a week, once every 2 weeks or so, I will then write those from my phone into my journal. Again, I don't really know why I do that, and I'm definitely making more work for myself, but I haven't thought of a different process yet. And honestly, who cares? Like, that's just what I'm enjoying doing right now in this season. At other times, I've used my journal more for like praying or processing what's happening currently in life. And I just haven't done that as much. Like, it's mostly been gratitude lists for a while now. So anyways, but again, just make some time to think of what you're grateful for, whether or not you want to write it down. That's fine. But actually, an example. So literally earlier today, my husband came up to me and he started like saying, like telling me things that he appreciated or that he was grateful for. And he said, the reason I just told you those things is that I was about to complain and I wanted to complain. And so instead, I was trying to think of things that are positive or that I'm grateful for. And I just think that's a good strategy, because I know we have to like acknowledge the negative things for sure. But if we have the choice to kind of dwell on the positive, or like list out the positive things, like think of how many things am I grateful for today, instead of like, okay, what went wrong again today? Or like, here's all the reasons today sucked, or here's why I'm struggling in life right now. Like, again, there's a place for figuring that stuff out, but there's also something every day that you can be grateful for. Number 12 is to either spend time with, or if you can't, call someone that you love and that you feel like you can truly just be yourself with, and someone that encourages you. And for me, that would be, you know, someone in my family or one of my friends that I know wants what's best for me and who cares about me and who is a good listener, who I know prays for me and all of that stuff. And of course, no one does that perfectly all the time, but just think of those people that you're like, wow, I walked away from that conversation just feeling like it was going to be okay. Take some time to give that person a call, or try to meet up with them if you can. And I think that just helps give some perspective, because everyone's going through their own issues and things that are difficult for them. But I think being able to talk that out with someone else always helps. Number 13 is to do something nice for someone else. And that could be so small, like literally just writing them a letter. Do you guys know how much fun it is to get mail from your friends? I feel like the older you get, well, maybe not the older you get, because I feel like older people write more mail to each other, but like once you start getting bills in the mail just isn't as exciting. And so make someone's day by taking the time to write them a card, write them a letter, mail it to them on paper, and they'll just enjoy getting that from you and getting to read it. You could get someone a surprise, a gift, something you know they enjoy. You could bake them something. You could just offer to do something nice for them that kind of takes one of their responsibilities or stresses off their hands. And doing something nice for someone else just also can help you not be stressed about your own issues that seemed so big or important. And again, I acknowledge some of them are. We do have actually real and important issues that we have to work through in life, but honestly, some of the things that we give a lot of mental energy to and emotional energy to doesn't deserve that from us. Like, we give more weight to some things that are not as big as they seem in the moment. And I'm just gonna take a moment to talk about that for a second, even though that's not really a part of number 13, but the cliche saying the saying goes, this too shall pass, but it's so real because whether it's a huge issue that's like traumatic and life altering or something small that you're just like, oh, I'm really nervous about this thing that's coming up tomorrow or next week at work, or I have this doctor's appointment. Like for me personally, I have a lot of anxiety when I have to do like medical things, appointments and stuff like that. And I can work myself up to being so nervous about something that is not that big of a deal. And some things like that, it's just not worth our stress and our worries. And it's going to pass. It's going to end. And honestly, I don't know if this is like the best mindset to have, but sometimes I just have to ask myself, like, okay, what is the worst case scenario? Not necessarily about the medical thing. Like, there's obviously some bad case scenarios of things that could happen or they could tell you. But like, if you're like, oh, I have to like do this presentation or public speaking makes me nervous, or I have to have this conversation I'm really dreading with someone, or whatever it is, ask yourself, like, what's the worst case scenario? And sometimes that's, even though that sounds really negative, it helps me to think, okay, here is probably the worst case scenario and it might not even happen. So I can do it. Like, I can get through this thing because here's the worst case scenario. And you know what? It's not that bad. And even if it is, it'll pass. And all we can do is just one thing at a time. So sometimes that helps me to remember. Okay, I got a little sidetracked. Back to my list, only two more. Number 14 is to embrace routine. And I know I said earlier to break up your routine and go on a little vacation or staycation, but this, I think, for me at least, I'm just going to throw out there, I'm a type 1 on the Enneagram. For some people, you don't care about that or you don't know what that means. And other people, it helps you understand like my personality type and why I really like routines. But basically, I think if you embrace routine, at least in some areas of your day, it's going to take away some stress from you. And that is if making decisions is stressful for you, or like having too many possibilities for something stresses you out. So for example, if you create routines for yourself, then you will have fewer decisions to make. So basically, like, for example, like I have a routine when I take a shower. Like, first I'm going to wash my hair, then I'm going to use my conditioner, then I'm going to use my body wash, then I'm going to wash my face, whatever. I know you don't care about that, but I'm just saying, like, literally every single time I shower, every single day, I do it in the exact same order. Okay, nobody come at me. I don't wash my hair every single day. but I have a routine. Like, I don't have to think about what's next because I do it the exact same way all the time. Or like before bed, if you have a routine, you don't have to think about that when you're exhausted at whatever time you end up going to bed. If it's really late and you're tired, you don't have to like think or make a decision. You just do what you do every night. Like for me, for example, again, not that anyone asked, but I wear contacts. So I have to take out my contacts. I floss, I brush my teeth and all the things like in a certain order. And that just, again, kind of, you can kind of just go into autopilot and you don't have to think so much and you don't have to decide so much. And then another thing, I haven't been as good about this since I've changed jobs. I did this a little bit better when I was teaching, but because I really like to have coffee in the mornings, I would set my coffee maker in advance to be ready to just make the coffee on its own in the morning at a certain time. And then I would try to pack my bag for what I needed for work in the morning. If you have to take a lunch to your job, you can pack your lunch and pick out your clothes the night before. If you do that stuff before bed, then in the morning you have so many things that are already kind of done for you. Like, I can't tell you how many times I've wasted like just, I don't know, 10 minutes or more just staring at my closet because I didn't think about it the night before. Honestly, this happens more often than I'd like to admit, but just like staring at my closet, trying to figure out what I'm wearing to work and not knowing what I want. And then I'll eventually put something on. I'm like, nope, don't like this, and change like four times. Does anyone else do that? Like, I have days where I wake up and I'm like, this is what I'm wearing. I put it on. I don't look back. All is well. I enjoy my day. And then other days I'm like, why did I try on like five outfits, not like any of them, and still not like the one I walked out of the door wearing? But anyways, embracing routines, or like if you say, you know, when I get home from work, I go on a walk. I'm using that for my own life. But if you exercise at the same time every day, or you, whatever it is for you, part of my morning routine is that I read my Bible, and if possible, I read it outside. And so that's something that I look forward to. So again, if you can have some sort of routines, even if you don't want your whole day to be structured, and I don't perfectly follow everything every single time, but like in general, I have routines that my mind just knows what to do at those times of the day. And that frees you up to think about other things if you need to, or to just not think if you're just trying to wake up or trying to fall asleep. Okay, I'm going to stop going on about that. Last one is number 15. And this, when I first say it, you're going to be like, are you kidding? I don't want to spend money on that. But I have a solution for you. Number 15 is to get a massage. Go get you a massage. Okay, first of all, for anyone who thinks, like, I've never had a massage, I think it would be weird. It'll maybe be kind of weird the very first time you go, and then you're like, you know, 10 minutes into the massage, you're like, this is life-changing. Why am I not doing this all of the time? So I don't know how many massages I've gotten, but I've been to several different places, and they've all been really good. My recommendation number one, if you're like, no, too expensive, is whenever it's like a gift giving occasion and people ask what you want, ask for a gift card. Like if it's Christmas, your birthday, or whatever else, you can ask for a gift card to get a massage. Obviously, guys, there are some like kind of sketch massage places out and about. So read reviews or ask people you know to recommend them, because I know there's some weird stuff out there. That is not what I'm talking about. Just like normal therapeutic massages. And I've just found that to be so relaxing. I almost fall asleep every single time, and you just like walk out of there feeling so much looser, and like just the weight is lifted. You've got to go. Okay, now here is my recommendation for if you're like, nope, I either can't afford a massage even with a gift card, or no one's going to give me a gift card, or whatever. Okay, here's your suggestion. You get yourself a free massage. You can ask your significant other, you can ask your friend, your sibling, your mom to give you a back massage for free. And I'm sure out of all of the people in your life, one person at least will say yes. No, but okay, here's my recommendation, especially if you do have a willing person to do this for you. So I think we've only done this one time, and I don't even remember where I heard this suggested, but there are tutorials on YouTube for like specific massage techniques. And one time I heard a suggestion for like a date night to like watch one of those videos about like an actual way to work certain muscles or like loosen things and all of that, and then to practice it on your significant other. And I think we did that one time. Like we each just chose one video to watch beforehand and then like tried it. I need to bring that up again. That would be a good idea. But anyways, I think if you can just get one person to give you a shoulder massage or a back massage or a foot massage, like just do it that way if you have to. But I will say there's quite the price range variance out there if you look into different massage places. So I'm sure you can find something that, even if you have to save up for a little bit, I'm not kidding, it is worth it. So you need to treat yourself. You need to save up and get yourself a massage. I really, really doubt that you will regret it. So again, every time I've gotten one, I'm like, why have I not done this in the past, however long it's been? So anyways, those are my recommendations for ways to de-stress, for ways to calm down in a very hectic world. And obviously, you know, I had some more ideas. Some of them I didn't think were worth sharing, that were just like hard to explain or whatever. I hadn't gotten them organized in my mind. So we stuck with 15. As always, I would love to hear your feedback. If you have things that just consistently make you feel more calm or help you to just de-stress, to stop being anxious, I would love to hear them. feel free to comment on this week's Instagram post. The Instagram is Morning by Morning Podcast. You can always comment if you want to leave a review on your podcast app or if you want to send me a DM. Thanks again for listening, guys. I hope you have a really great week, and I hope you have some time for yourself to try one of these activities and enjoy just de-stressing. Thank you again for listening to another episode of the podcast. If you want to give feedback on this topic, share other topics you want to hear about, or share what you're grateful for, you can follow the Instagram page, Morning by Morning Podcast. I would love to hear from you. Remember to find something to be grateful for today.